Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On radio on WIP.
MVK.
And the pride of 1993, the beloved 1993 team, Kevin Stocker. Hi, Kev.
Now, a minute ago, you said you didn't know who you liked. Now, all of a sudden, you said you love me.
Well, no, I'm going to tell you why.
That's what you said.
You want me to show you why? I'll show you why right now.
Okay.
Milwaukee, a couple of days ago, a unique situation involves, and I learned a couple of things about Kevin Stocker when he described what happened. Let's pick up the play-by-play. That's it. That's when he became the best Kevin.
That poor guy.
You know what I learned? First of all, you handled that very well. That was, you'd never seen that in your entire life playing baseball, right, Kevin?
I've never seen anybody get sick on the field. I've seen guys come off and get sick under the dugout, up on the tunnel, but never on the field.
No. And the other part of it was the fact that you used exit velocity made me think you don't love some of the newfangled things in baseball. True or false?
I don't love them, but I'm starting to learn them and accept them. You know
right.
what I mean? So, like, for example, with the launch angle and all that stuff, I think it's going to come and go. I think there'll be a point when the pitchers are starting to adjust to the launch angle. Pretty soon the guys aren't going to have success. It'll be something else. They'll go back to hitting to all fields. We haven't seen it yet, but I think they'll get
the pendulum keeps going.
I think it's cyclical.
It's never been this extreme with numbers, though, right? Like, do you ever wonder if they applied all these numbers when you played in the 90s? How people's perception might change of what you did and how you played. Do you wonder about that? Because everybody seems to be defined by different standards now.
Well, that's a good question. I the other night I was listening to the game and they were talking about, and I can't remember who it was, they were talking about how players now in the outfield pull out their little slip. And it's I think it might have been Ben Davis. He was saying now with the analytics, you know, Odubel in center field can be like, hey, we're going to play 17 steps over here, and they get really exact. Back in the day, John Vukovich, when we did, it was like, hey, center field, pull side, left field, pull, right?
Right.
But now as the stats and everything and all the analytics get deeper, you can get more specific. Is it bad? Is it good? I don't know. I guess if I'm playing center field and I want to know exactly where to play it, that's fine. I do think that the numbers can sometimes get a little bit difficult as a player to, you know, get a little bit much, the analytics of it, but I don't know if it would have been different back there. I don't know.
Do you think that Pete Incaviglia would have pulled a chart out of his back pocket to see how to play a player? I don't see it happening.
I don't know that Pete could have read it. It depends. You know, you'd have to. I love Pete, right? But I mean, Pete's going to try to get it out. He's going to lose it, and he's just going to throw it away.
Well, we want to talk some Phillies with you, but there is this indictment of baseball right now that's in USA Today. And I just want to ask you, you're doing a lot of these games on the road. Is it too slow to be as entertaining as it was in your era?
I definitely think it's slower. The games are longer. For sure, we had a game in Milwaukee just over 4 hours, 9 innings, right?
Wow.
Right. That is a long game. And that's like when I talk about it, I like to talk about the theater of the game for the fans to watch.
Yeah.
What are they seeing? You don't see as many arguments with the manager and things like that. Definitely is getting longer. In fact, we were looking at balls in play the other day, Scott and I, and it's like, man, like every four and a half minutes, there was a ball in play.
That amazing?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. But until, you know, if the rules are going to let you do it, I was thinking about this. I'm like, how do I really feel? It's long. It's hard to watch. Sometimes it's hard to announce. But I will say, if I'm the manager, if I'm coaching and I'm trying to win, I'm going to use everything within my ability and use the rules to my advantage if I have to do that, whether it's analytics, whatever. And it's tough, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that Gabe or some of those guys like the length of the games either, but that's not what they're thinking about. They're thinking about, how do I win this game? What's the best way?
And it's hard for us to complain when the Phillies are doing better than anybody predicted this season, right? They are using this material.
Yeah.
I mean, they're way more successful than they were a year ago with less of this and the year before with less of it. So I got to assume it is helping them win, but Arrieta has attacked them on the shifting, right? We are all looking at the bullpen deployment and we're going nuts. We don't figure it out. Does it make sense to you the way it's being done and then the result of it?
Well, it's hard to argue when you're winning.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I still think the team is fun to watch. They're young. They're winning.
Right.
I'm not going to say anything real negative about it. I will say, like, on the shifting, right? So if I had a guy that was up there, we only shifted on Barry Bonds back in the day.
That was the one guy,
that
right?
was the one guy that we started to shift, and even then it wasn't a huge shift.
Right.
But if I'm a pitcher up there and I got a guy that hits the ball over here 90% of the time, I would think as a pitcher, hey, I want my guys over there.
Yeah.
That makes sense, right?
But you would have hit it the other way, right, Kev?
I would have tried to hit it the other way. There's a big difference between doing it, but yeah, okay. I would have tried. That's where I think it's cyclical. I think eventually these big league players, which remember, they're the best hitters in baseball.
Right.
Right now, they're not using, a lot of them aren't using all the field, and they need to. They should be able to do that. I think it's cyclical. Eventually, when they're not getting their hits on the shift, they're going to start trying to hit the ball the other way. They have to.
That's baseball. You got to adjust to the circumstances.
They will adjust. And then you know what's going to happen? There'll be different shifts that come back. I mean, it's going to shift back and forth. That's
all right, we got Kevin here. Al, in this hour alone, we have actual baseball expertise on our show.
That's it.
The other hour is a lot of faking it.
We're just faking it.
This is a guy who played at an enormously high level in the big league. It's cool to be a big leaguer, isn't it, Kevin?
That's pretty cool.
No matter what else happens.
It's really cool.
I played in the big league. How many years?
Eight.
Oh, man. Right.
That's
just the pensions you're set for life.
There we go.
Come on, Al, 8 years.
Probably didn't first thing come to your mind, but
still the cool. No, it's the coolest thing. Yeah. We are all wishing we could say that one day in our lives.
Yeah.
And you did it. It's cool.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.